Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, October 17th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of local and regional news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Maryland poised to benefit as Markets and Markets predicts quantum computing boom. The quantum computing market is projected to grow from $3.5 billion in 2025 to over $20 billion by 2030, with a 41.8% CAGR, according to Markets and Markets. Maryland stands to benefit from this boom, with collaborations like Microsoft's Quantum Research Center at the University of Maryland and local company IonQ. IonQ, backed by NEA, raised $2 billion in a recent share sale and is a key player in the quantum hardware space. Microsoft's topological quantum computer prototype, utilizing the Majorana 1 quantum chip, will be showcased at the University of Maryland's Discovery District, supporting the state's Capital of Quantum initiative. This partnership aims to position Maryland as a leading hub for quantum technology development, with investments exceeding $1 billion.
Ways and Means Chair Atterbury becomes fourth Democratic woman to run for Howard County Executive. Del Vanessa Atterbury, Chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, announced her candidacy for Howard County Executive, becoming the fourth Democratic woman to do so. She pledged to prioritize school funding, affordable housing, police reform, and gun control. Atterbury faces a tough primary against fellow lawmakers, including Deliver Jessica Feldmark, who has received endorsements from key figures like former Howard County Executive Ken Ullman. However, Atterbury also has strong support from State Treasurer Derek Davis and County Council member Opal Jones. She emphasized the importance of unity and progress, promising to advocate for Howard County in Annapolis and address critical issues like workforce housing and education. Atterbury's commitment to her community and track record in Annapolis make her a formidable candidate for county executive.
State Roundup. Maryland joins 13 states, Guam in Public Health Alliance. Adigen issues directives for police in working with federal agencies. Moore leads Hogan in speculative poll. Maryland Governor Wes Moore, along with 14 other Democratic governors, has formed the Governor's Public Health Alliance to counter recent federal health policies. Attorney General Anthony Brown issued directives for local police departments when working with federal agencies. In early polling, Moore leads former Governor Larry Hogan by 8 percentage points. A federal judge blocked the Trump administration's shutdown layoffs. Del Vanessa Atterbury announced her candidacy for Howard County Executive. Baltimore City Councilman Mark Conway launched a campaign to challenge U.S. Rep. Kwesi Mfumi. A statewide poll shows Marylanders feeling disillusioned with the economy. Tariffs have impacted Perryville's water facility upgrade project. Baltimore City Community College faculty were blindsided by talks of a merger with the University of Baltimore. Morgan State University received a $63 million donation from Mackenzie Scott, while McDaniel College received a $15 million donation. Maryland universities are facing challenges due to shrinking federal research funds. Former cadets accuse the Maryland National Guard Academy of brutality. Developer Scott Plank's firm is considering building data centers in Maryland.
Exclusive watches, whiskey, and wine event hosted by Brockhaus Jewelry. Brockhaus Jewelry, a purveyor of exquisite timepieces and jewelry, recently hosted an exclusive watches, whiskey, and wine event. The evening showcased Longines' newest watch collection, known for its elegant designs. Partnering with Porsche added an element of automotive luxury. Guests enjoyed fine wines, premium whiskeys, and gourmet hors d'oeuvres, with a skilled cigar roller crafting bespoke cigars. Brockhaus Jewelry, founded in 1952, continues to provide central Oklahoma with top-quality jewelry and timepieces, prioritizing customer service and community involvement. For more information, visit their Norman Jewelry store or contact them at 405-321-4228.
Enchilada's restaurant launches playful mustache Tex-Mex takeover campaign. Enchilada's restaurant in Dallas has launched a playful mustache Tex-Mex takeover campaign to celebrate its loyal guests. Featuring a humorous black mustache motif, guests of all ages can be seen declaring, "I'm feeling Tex-Mexy." This campaign reflects the restaurant's friendly neighborhood vibe and connects tradition with modern social storytelling. Owner Tony Waldrop stated that the mustache motif makes everyone part of the fun. Enchiladas has also introduced a VIP rewards program with the slogan, "Get a mustache of your own," offering benefits like $10 off visits and exclusive specials. The goal is to enroll 5,000 VIP members in 12 months. The campaign will include local influencer collaborations, office catering promotions, and mustache-themed social media content. For more information, visit EnchiladasDallas.com or follow at EnchiladasTX on Facebook or EnchiladasTX on Instagram.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.